And good morning, all. Welcome back. It is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Growth Energy and the Renewable Fuels Association this week filed a motion for partial summary judgment in a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit regarding small refinery exemptions. The motion follows the Environmental Protection Agency's failure to adequately respond to several Freedom of Information Act requests. The Growth Energy and the Renewable Fuels Association groups asked a federal district court to order EPA to make public at least the most basic information about the exemptions. The two groups say EPA should not withhold the name of the company submitting an application for an SRE, nor the name and location of the refinery for which relief is requested. Additionally, they ask that EPA immediately produce the information that was unlawfully withheld for renewable fuel standard compliance years 2015, 2016, and 2017. Finally, the group say the EPA should not withhold any of the live data elements identified in the proposed renewable enhancement and growth support rule. Americans are stocking up again, filling their pantry over supply chain, coronavirus, political unrest, fears. In a report from industry publication Progressive Grocer, research shows more than half of Americans say they are stockpiling groceries or plan to stockpile. Well, the research cites worries about supply chain disruptions due to COVID-19 surges and political unrest amid the presidential election. Industry leaders are urging retailers to prepare for a rise in shoppers. Walmart CEO says it'll be choppy for months to come as we all deal with the volatility and as things change. Roughly 52% of Americans plan to stockpile this fall. That according to data from the Sports and Leisure Research Group. Additionally, 38% of consumers stocked up at the beginning of the pandemic and would do so again with a new shutdown, while 15% of consumers didn't stock up earlier this year, but would do so if there is a new shutdown. I guess since we're talking pandemic and natural disasters, we got this hurricane roaring through the southeast. It's now a tropical storm, and it's going to cause a lot of flooding. But the question now is, how long is California's wildfire season expected to continue?
There is no sign that California's wildfire season will be over anytime soon.
The typical autumn wildfire season for Southern California lasts through November, but in several recent years, we have actually seen that extend further into December. We saw that in 2017, for example.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes that strong winds can also exacerbate the wildfire situation.
Anytime you get high pressure building down through the Great Basin or the Intermountain West, that does push the winds offshore, creates a very low humidity situation.
He points to another factor.
Given the impacts of the drought that occurred that peaked back in the mid-2010s, there are so many heavy fuels, dead or dying trees, vast forests where we have tens of millions of trees that are fuel sources for these fires.
Well, we've lost another convention, but not to the virtual world, as the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the latest ag organization to change the 2021 meeting schedule due to COVID-19. In a letter to event participants, the organization announced the cattle industry convention will move to August, delaying from February. NCBA CEO Colin Woodall says the limits on the number of people who can gather at an event in Nashville and the travel restrictions facing many trade show exhibitors make it impossible for us to put on this world-class event. NCBA will hold some of its traditional business meetings in January or February. But the Cattlemen's Convention, August. Back with more in a couple minutes. This is Inside Agriculture.